100 Word Stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Well, my Yeti microphone died. I think I'm buying my third one soon, or maybe I'll just get a snowball with the number of times I break these things, once every 2 years or so. I don't know how I broke it. That's the thing. I did all of the George stories all in one fell swoop. I did a live reading on Thursday. I vacuumed, but the microphone was... Every now and then, things break. I'm sure it can be repaired for twice the cost of whatever. Welcome to the new whatever. Everything's disposable. Everything's wasted. Okay, so now that I've started things off on a happy note, I'll probably pick a new one up when I pick up the new system sometime later this week. Oh yeah, I'm getting a new system. Whatever. You're here for a podcast and stories. And the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge topic this week was camp. So let's go ahead and listen to all the stories that y'all sent in. And I'll be back afterwards so you can hear my voice in a crappy microphone.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is called The Camp. The edge of the camp was growing. Each day, some half-dead kid would stand at the fence, sometimes with an adult, more often alone. Most stared blankly with an expression of deep indifference, a total sapping of actionable resolve. A few, not many, still had a fire in their eyes. Mac was called when these faces appeared. He needed that fire, and long had learned how to use that rage to the benefit of the camp. Keeping these children in a group also allowed for successful assimilation, or, in the sadder cases, extreme relocation. Greater good, he'd say. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, everyone. This is Todd Spargo. The anniversary of 9/11 this week and today's topic of camp got me thinking of my adventures in Iraq. So here's a true story titled Camp Caldwell. The Yahoo Messenger video chat with my future wife abruptly ended with gotta go when the shooting started. Outgoing orange tracers from the South Tower marked an aggressive conversation. An M240 Bravo barked a throaty command. An unseen AK-47 wisecracked a response. I radioed the QRF when the perimeter breach red flare illuminated the sky, adding an exclamation point. Reaching the tower, I saw the soldier and his Iraqi guard duty buddy assaulting the cement barrier of the civilian dining facility. "What are you shooting at?" I yelled. "There's a bunch of dudes running around in there." "You mean the cooks?" Well, that was my story. I've included the coordinates if you want to see the exact location of this story. Use Bing Maps, it has a much better satellite photo.
This is Serendipity. And here's my story for this week.
When they told you not to camp in the woods, you really should have listened to their advice. When they told you it wasn't safe to be out alone in the wild, you should have heeded their words. When they said you'd be miles from help, with no phone signal and no means of rescue, should you fall in harm's way, you should have taken them seriously. Because now, in the darkness, lost, alone, and frightened, All of that now makes perfect sense. But don't worry, you're not entirely alone. Because I'm here, too. And I'm coming to get you.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. What if I lived right there where the butterflies swayed in the air? What if I lived right there? The birds chirped and flew away. What if the narrow streets were alive to the brim with color and not gray with emptiness? What if the tears didn't rain down the walls alive with the whiteness of summer? What if the butterflies weren't gone and the birds? What if I lived there, right there, and not here, in the middle of the forest, by a sizzling fire? I want to go back to that small town where the narrow streets smile. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodkov.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norville Joe Carroll of NorvilleJoe.com and of the YA Books Podcast. And this is my entry for the 100-word weekly challenge, number 751, with the prompt of camp. Here's my story. As Bilbert carried Linoleumanda up above the battle, he saw that the two camps were vastly different. While the supervillains had destroyed the superhero headquarters, the heroes were mostly unharmed and outnumbered the villains by 5-1. Bilbert flew Linoleumanda home, landing on her front porch.
"When you fell on Benedict Arnold, I thought you were a goner."
She smiled, then clasped a hand to her bloody forehead.
"Nothing would make me a traitor to you, Bilbert."
"Thanks, I guess," he said. "We should probably tell your parents what happened and get you checked out at the hospital." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Good morning, it's Richard, and this is my story on the topic camp, and it's called Arr. Captain Blackbeard's pirate-themed holiday camp didn't quite turn out as we'd expected. The brochure had promised adventure on the high seas and swashbuckling exploits and drama, served up with a healthy dash of good old-fashioned plank-walking, keel-hauling and deck-scrubbing. Unfortunately, the keel-hauling and deck-scrubbing were precisely that, and as for our fellow pirates, a bunch of bloodthirsty Somalian ex-fishermen who treated us like scum and thought nothing of putting us in the firing line when the Navy arrived. Beats me how they managed to get those 5-star reviews on TripAdvisor. There you go, that's my story, that's me, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
We sent the kids off to camp. All kids should go to camp. They will learn many things at camp. That's what the state says. And that all kids should go off to camp and they will learn many things. So we send our kids off to camp. And when we were kids, we were sent off to camp. And we learned many things at camp. Sometimes kids do not come home from camp. Those are the kids who learned the wrong things. Or could not be taught the right things. If that happens, we go off to camp and don't return.
Okay, there we go. Yay! Now you have to hear my voice again through this stupid... I've got a Plantronics headset. I mean, it's serviceable, but for work I use a set of Beats Audios, but those are on Bluetooth. Who knows how they'll sound? I should probably record myself on them and see if I should just be using those. I don't know. Anyway, that's the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge for the week on the topic of camp. Thank you, everyone, who put time and effort and into writing, into making themselves sound a lot better than I do. And hopefully, we'll be back next week with a topic of deploy. Okay, deploy. And by then, hopefully, I'll have the new system. I'll just grab a snowball or something. I don't know. Whatever works. Although, I'm going to test right now the Beats headset. And if it sounds good, I'll just use that. I mean, it's good enough for work, right? Anyway, thank you all for being a part of this. And there are more George stories coming up this week. And as always, keep it brief.